This is KUT. South by Southwest is a test for many things. A badge holder's line endurance, a local's patience for visitors, and the ability of non-Uber and Lyft ride-hailing apps to handle the increased demand. While KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has little to report on the patience of Austinites, she does have this story about the biggest test yet for the city's ride-hailing apps.
I've been asking one question a lot this week. If you've been using ride-hailing, how have you been getting around?
I have been using Austin Ride.
Ride Austin?
Ride Austin. And it's really, it could not be easier.
I met Matt Wold Friday as he stood in line to pick up his festival badge. Wold was in from LA for South By. It was the first day of the festival. Almost everyone I talked to had used Ride Austin or Fasten to get in from the airport. I heard few issues. The general feeling? Chill.
That's the least of my worries, is that there was no Lyft and no Uber.
That sentiment would change, but we'll get to that. First, how did we get here? If you haven't been paying attention, Uber and Lyft shut down their operations in Austin last May. That came days after the public voted to uphold city council rules mandating fingerprinting for drivers. The big players did not like these rules, so they left. Within days, alternatives cropped up. Fare from Phoenix, Fasten from Boston, and Ride Austin from, well, Austin. In total, there are 6 ride-hailing apps operating in the city, and there are a few differences among them. One only offers scheduled rides, another hails you a traditional cab. And this isn't these companies' first big test. Some of these apps crashed on New Year's Eve. But South By, we're talking about an even bigger test, plus an opportunity.
South by Southwest is an incredible platform to launch anything new, and it could mean to relaunch or go national where you might have been regional or local previously.
Harlan Beverly works at the University of Texas Venture Labs, which fosters startups. Have you heard of Twitter? A decade ago, the company used South By to introduce itself to the world. So could an app like Fasten do the same? Beverly says to have a shot at the big time, they'd have to offer something different from Uber and Lyft, something that would make South By visitors want to use these new apps in their home cities.
These companies that are operating in Austin are operating because there's no Uber and Lyft. And if their Uber and Lyft were here, they'd have a real problem competing, which means that they're going to have a problem competing on a national stage unless they can be different and tackle more of the transportation industry than Uber and Lyft are currently doing.
But there is one big difference. These companies have demonstrated they're friendlier to city regulations. Art Olbert is a tech investor here in Austin.
Austin's not the only city who resisted some of the terms and conditions of the established players. And so that in itself could be a value proposition that the local players could use.
But of course, all this is predicated on one thing, performing well. Because if you take the stage and you flop,
I'm literally gonna throw this against the wall.
I found Mel Rowe and a friend on Sunday waiting in line for a South By party. Rowe says she nearly threw her phone at the wall Saturday night when the Fasten app wasn't working. Both Fasten and Ride Austin were down for several hours. Fasten says it saw nearly 12 times the number of requests it normally receives. It blames the rain and Ride Austin going down. Ride Austin blames their crash on a surge of requests after Fasten went down. We may never know which crash came first. What we do know is that Roe and her friend were stranded after they finished eating dinner downtown.
So we ended up having to like stand on the street like it was 1995 to like get a freaking cab, and it drove us absolutely insane.
Rachel Powell was just as frustrated, but she and her friends had a different take.
We didn't have any ride shares, 4 years ago. Like, complaining about it now was like, we got real used to it real fast.
Real comfortable real quick.
Both Ride Austin and Fasten say they fixed what caused their apps to go down Saturday. We'll have to wait and see how they fare for the remainder of the festival. Mayor Steve Adler defended the existing local ride-hailing companies, saying they're working really well for most of the people who have used them. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.